do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Good day, everyone. Charmin with you once more on the Way of Life program. I trust the content of the program is enlightening for you and that you are applying the word shared to your life. In Psalm 1:1 highlights the words, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly." I'm sure many of you know that psalm by heart. I am sure ungodly counsel has been given to some of you who are listening at this very moment. I say to those of you who choose to receive ungodly counsel or advice that it is only when someone follows the counsel of the Lord that he or she will be blessed. Ungodly advice is against God's word and His will generally. It does not produce the desire of the Lord nor accomplishes His purpose. It is only when someone chooses to be instructed by the word of God that the blessing that is spoken of in this verse is released. God will never bless ungodly advice, because ungodly advice will not produce the desire of the Lord. It is only the word of God that will produce the desire of the Lord and accomplish His will in every situation. If you want to experience the blessings of the Lord, seek the counsel or advice of the Lord on the matter in question. However, if you choose to follow advice that is not of the Lord, don't expect to receive the blessings of the Lord on what you do. Ungodly advice produces everything that is against the desire and will of God, thereby causing one to forfeit the favor of the Lord, which accompanies godly advice, and instead reaping a harvest of misfortune. True success comes when things are being done according to the counsel of the Lord. And I'm going to repeat that line. True success comes when things are being done according to the counsel of the Lord. God wants us to experience His blessings in all that we do. But all that we do must be according to His leading. Let us call to mind the words of Prophet Jeremiah as he concluded his address in the temple with a prayer to the Lord. There he admitted that a person's life should be governed by the Lord alone. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to detect his own steps." Also in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, "A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? The Lord is a guide for mankind. He directs our decisions and conduct. Therefore, if we seek His counsel on any matter, He will direct us. And His blessings will be most visible on those who choose to allow Him to direct their decisions." Proverbs 20, 24 again. "A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?" Thank you for listening. Wishing you a pleasant day.
Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.